Welcome, David. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. And I know there's so much that you will be able to help others that are listening and whatever we can do to empower them to achieve whatever it is that they're looking to achieve, whether in their personal or professional life. And, you know, just looking at your bio, it's just so, you know, touching. And I've known some of the, you know, things that you've had, the accolades. One of the books is one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich. And The Secret. Do you have anything you can share on any of that you'd like to add to our listeners? Yeah.
You know, both had a great influence on my life. And to be a part of, as chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Succeed in Sales, and the Success Principles, all the different things that I've learned, I think when people ask me the most impactful entrepreneur book, Think and Grow Rich would absolutely be that. And then The Secret was later on in life. It was a book I actually resisted, in a movie I actually resisted. And then to be part of the Transformational Leadership Council, to be in the movie Beyond the Secret on Netflix, it represents to me how when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. It is a mass content play to help people understand the laws of attraction. And when I started to utilize the principles, the theories, the concepts of both Think and Grow Rich and The Secret, it was a deadly combination for success, happiness, passion, purpose, and profitability. And I highly suggest everyone reaching out. And I've written books based off of both of these experiences and impact called Connected to Goodness, Game Time Decision Making, Compassionate Capitalism. Even wrote a book with Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul called Unstoppable, Creating the Life You Love. All of those were based off of the lessons that I learned from Think and Grow Rich and the book and movie The Secret.
That's amazing. I know when I watched the movie, first read the book, The Secret, it really opened up my mind and really put things in perspective, you know, and this is something, you know, several years back, but it really does go to show like nothing happens by accident, right? And just learning that the law of attraction and letting things happen the way they should, which leads us to a better place, you know, and sometimes failure is not a bad thing, and really opening up our mind.
It's so true. And I think a lot of times we don't understand the duality of wisdom and faith, and understanding that coincidence is what we pay attention to, and also what we give our intention to, what we think, say, do, believe, and feel. And when we align attention plus intention, it equals the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe with our activities, our intentions. And so the consequences, results, circumstances that occur in our life that we may not have evidence to show that they're helping us, or the evidence may be contrary to where we want to be or better. It is this idea of attention and plus intention that equals the coinciding or the coincidences that we want.
I think that's great. And just, you know, my personal experience with the journey, it's not overnight, it's a process. And when you open up your mind, I noticed myself just being led to different things that in the past I may not have been open to, or just would have, you know, looked past different things, and just seeing a different perspective and being more open to what the universe is guiding us to has really changed my life profoundly. And, you know, I would say it's been over 2 decades for me, but I think it's some of us out there, there might be some other people that could start younger in life, right? And have better outcomes and, you know, more of a positive outcome.
And that's a beautiful sentiment, and aligned with things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. And I think that's hard and difficult for humans, utilizing human nature in order to see how slowly things happen, but then all of a sudden. And as we look upon the activities that we have during the day in the infinite loop that we live in, where you give more, and then elevating our awareness through gratitude, through forgiveness, empathy, elevating our awareness to all that we're given. You see so many people, especially young people, go through life and they feel punished. They don't understand how a struggle, a problem could actually be promoting, protecting, loving, and perfecting you. You see, when I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt, my basement had a basement. Not only did I lose everything, but the irony of my life was I lost the house that I bought my mom, which was the only reason I wanted to be rich, was to buy her a house. And so at that time, when my basement had a basement, to realize that this may be something that I'm given. And I can tell you, I didn't have that wisdom. It was my mom's wisdom. When I told her that I went bankrupt, I lost over $100 million, including her home, and that she had to move. And my mom smirked at me and said, "Do you need any money? Are you okay?" And I said, "Mom, I don't think you heard me. I'm being punished. I've lost everything. I don't believe in God." And my mom smirked at me again and said, "Oh, son, you believe in God. You believe in the wrong God." And it hit me like a ton of bricks that I'd just been given more than I've ever gave, and that I was going to use gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lesson in my basement. I was going to use forgiveness so that I could clear the interference of the meaning of this terrible thing so that it becomes aligned with where I want to be or better. You see, it is the meaning of the past that limits us from our self-image, from our future, from our imagination. You cannot overachieve your own self-image. And so many of us, through punishment, through our lack of gratitude and forgiveness, we limit our future by giving a meaning of punishment to the past. And I liberate people with an infinite loop of giving and say, look, give more. No matter what you think, you are given more, and then receive it. And then ask for more than more, so you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, ask for more than more than more. You see, most people live in a zero-sum game. They give more and they take less back. I promise you, if you give more and receive less than you give, eventually you're going to end up at zero. And so as important it is to give, and as important it is to help other people get to where they want to be or better, if you're not receiving more from that than you've given, you're going to end up at zero. And that's why some of the nicest, kindest, most generous people end up with nothing.
So well said. And, you know, I've experienced that in my own path, and it's so true. And it's like, it's so much more out of giving than receiving. And that can be hard when you're more empathetic, right? And just like to help others. And we have to look out for ourselves, though. We really do. And longevity wise, you know, thinking long term versus in the moment, I think is really important as well.
Yeah, I think it's really important to understand your timing and risk tolerance. One of the aspects that I help people with, and I myself had to learn, is the difference between linear time, man-made constructive time, and infinite time. And when we put things into the context of linear time, we have to examine human experience as its own separate time frame. So for me, the human experience started when my heart started, and it will stop when my heart stops. And the only certainty that exists in the human experience is 24 hours. It's the only certainty. Everything else that occurs in the human experience is circumstantial, it's unknown, and it's not certain. And so to understand that I'm given this gift of human experience, and I'm here to learn lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until I learn them, and I will forget every lesson that ever was, and I can remember, remind, and recollect any lesson that ever was. And in order to do so, this human experience is divided in incremental time zones of 24 hours. So each day we're guaranteed a certainty of 24 hours, every day of your life, from the time your heart starts till the time it stops, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. But besides the last day, why not use the 24 hours to align with our divine direction, to shorten the distance of resistance, to make all of our detours divine, and to reconcile it with divine time, infinite time? And so utilizing an understanding of linear time versus infinite time and how to be productive, accessible, and gracious in that time can give us more passion, more purpose, even more profitability.
That's amazing. I just think it's very eye-opening, and so many may not have heard anything similar to this in their previous experiences. And is there anything you can suggest on a simple step of mindset, shifting the mindset for listeners?
Yeah, Everyone that I help has this concept of finding their why. And what I want people to do is shift their mindset, shift their paradigm from this idea that I need to find my why, that I can get more, that I'm attaching my emotions, I'll be happy when we could shift our mindset instead of this is what I want, this is what I want people to think I am, this is where and how I can be happy, I want more. I want people to think of their lives of applying their why to what they already are. So I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And what you're doing to interfere with it isn't fear. It's the reaction to fear. You see, there's so many clues that are instant and obvious when we're reacting to fear. And then we can determine through those instant and obvious reactions that there's a pattern to make better choices. You see, most people, when they're afraid, they have a need to be separate. And this separation occurs by being offended or guilty, resentful, angry, frustrated, worried, inferior, superior, whatever it may be. That's all interfering with an infinite amount of information, an infinite amount of energy, an infinite amount of love and truth. And so if you want a first step, a first mindset, stop living into the world of this is what I want people to think I am, and live in the world of I am. What am I doing to interfere with it?
And I've experienced where instead of saying I will try or this is what I want, I think like you're right in saying no, this I am going to experience this or I am going to do this. It's very different. And fear and desperation, I feel like the two things that can really unfortunately lead us down the wrong path, right? And just allowing that, just having faith is so much of a very important part of that to lead us to the right place and journey of where we're meant to be. With your career, any suggestions, you know, for someone out there who's trying to be successful in their own niche, anything you can suggest to them, you know, that they can make the right calls similar to what you just described in life?
Yeah, I think being a student of our calendar. So I have 5 daily practices. And for your community, I'd love to send not only my book, I'll sign it, I'll send it, I'll pay for shipping, I'll pay for the book, but also my 5 daily practices. So the advice that I have is that your behaviors are either good or bad. And the way we define your behaviors is good behaviors are aligned with where you want to be, not where other people want you to be, not where you're missing, not what you don't have. Bad behavior is behavior that interferes with you getting to where you want to be. And so when we can decipher good behaviors and bad behaviors, then we can use 5 daily practices to accelerate where we want to be, to aggregate the resources of getting us to where we want to be, and to compound exponentially through the enjoyment of consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your own potential, an aggregation, acceleration, and a compounding impact by enjoying that consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. By doing so and utilizing and understanding the good behaviors and practicing them by asking ourselves, 1, what is it I want today in the divine direction? Aligning the meaning of the past in that divine direction. What do I want personally, experientially, giving-wise, receiving-wise? And then 2, who can I help? And who can help me? Knowing the fastest way to get to where I want to be or better is to find someone that's already there, ask them for directions, and help someone else get to where they want to be. The 3rd practice in good behavior is to know how. How am I going to utilize the 24 hours today with non-negotiable, non-circumstantial behavior, hybrid circumstantial behavior, and circumstantial behavior in order to align the meaning of the past with the divine direction I want to be in, but also allowing me to utilize the activities within the 24 hours to adapt and adjust on and when we are indicated that we have a better place to be by the problems that or struggles that appear indicating we have a better place to be. And then the 4th daily practice is one which is the antidote to procrastination. It's the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. And it's called prioritization. You see, when we know what's important to us today and the context of the circumstances and the non-negotiables. When we could prioritize by what's important to us, utilizing urgency as a subset of importance to facilitate, to make easy the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding effect of the divine direction, when we prioritize correctly, we need to pre-prioritize, prioritize, and post-prioritize our activities aligned with our divine direction to help that impact that we're looking for. So knowing what to do now and knowing what to do next are key indicators that we are prioritizing correctly, which is the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. And then the fifth daily practice is one in which we spoke about applying our why, identifying the reaction to fear, stopping, dropping, and rolling, not resisting, going over, under, through, around, lying to, cheating, manipulating, denying, but supplying it with the inspiration, intuition, and intelligence that's available to us in an abundant, infinite system, unified by thought of our own enjoyment, of our own pursuit, of our own potential.
And I love the point you made about, you know, surrounding ourselves with successful people. And I've experienced that as well. You know, when I wasn't at the place, like you said, I'm never there because we're never there. Like, I'm here and I'm always evolving. I'm always going to, you know, get better and always work on the person I am and my goals. You know, there's never any end point. But I just remember, you know, in my late 30s, just remembering, you know, I'm not in a good place where I want to be, you know, successfully. So just surrounding myself with, you know, people who are smarter than me or people who are better at, you know, whatever it is I want to achieve. And just, you become that fifth person, don't you think, of who you surround yourself with. And sometimes that can be a big change for people needing to make a big shift in their life that maybe it's not a good environment they're in currently. It's very exponential.
Well, we can't find outside of us what we can't see inside of us. And that introspective self-evaluation and inventory of our skills, our knowledge, and our desires aligned with our divine direction, looking to what does well, what's stable, what we think is doing well, is some key framework in order to be happy, which is my ultimate goal, as you know, on my mission to empower others, to be happy, to change the collective consciousness on Earth, where just a small group of empowered and definite people can change the world. I have time for one more question.
Okay. Well, I love, you know, I was fortunate to be on your Instagram Live, which is one of my favorite things that I think I would suggest for anyone out there to join daily, just to get some great inspiration. And, you know, the day that we spoke was on Thanksgiving, talking about gratitude. And anything else that you have for anyone out there that's really struggling with, you know, just finding faith or having gratitude, no matter where they're at in their lives.
Well, I really appreciate that, Amanda. And once again, email me, david@deanmeltzer.com. I'll be happy to send the exercises, guides, and my books from me. But there's a really simple lesson, and it goes beyond understanding the simple things to do are simple not to do. The real lesson is the fastest and easiest way to change your life is to say thank you. Say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. It takes 0.1 seconds to say or think thank you. It's free. And everyone on earth will tell you that gratitude will change your life, guaranteed. But as much as it is simple to do, and as much as we know the simple things to do are simple not to do, which is why we double down on the simple things to do, like saying thank you before we go to bed and when we wake up, the amazing thing is I've never met anyone who is grateful and practices gratitude that isn't happy. But by tonight, although everybody's shaking their head yes, including me, who it took, by the way, 9 months before I could say thank you for 30 straight days. And I forget to say thank you sometimes, even though people like me who live by, preach, teach, mentor, and coach people into gratitude, by tonight, half of us listening right now will not say thank you. By tomorrow morning, another half of us won't say thank you. And then within 3 days, sadly enough, because of human nature, almost all of us will not be saying thank you before we go to bed and when we wake up, despite the collective agreement, the collective consciousness of the power of gratitude, that it will guaranteed to change your life. So my last advice, the last words that I have are to say thank you. Say thank you before you go to bed. And when you wake up, be more interested than interesting. And most importantly, be kind. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. God bless everyone. Email me, david@dmelcher.com. Amanda, I can't wait to have another show with you. Please come see us in person. Thank you for allowing me to use your platform and community for good.
Of course. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful day as well. Thanks so much, David.